Reporter Bill Hoppe joins us each week to talk Buffalo Sabres hockey on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatou. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, let's start with what appears to be a serious situation. Sabres forward Kyle Okposo is dealing with some sort of illness. He's reportedly in the neuro ICU of a local hospital. We don't know exactly what's going on. There are privacy issues involved. But Coach Dan Bylsma the other day said he is, quote, very concerned about Okposo. How's the team dealing with this situation?
Well, they're all very concerned, and they've been understandably very tight-lipped about the whole situation. It was first thought that Kyle had the flu. It was said that he became sick a week ago Tuesday in Columbus, the afternoon of the game. But as the week went on, you started to kind of wonder if it was a little bit more than the flu. And Dan Bylsma wouldn't say any more about it after Wednesday's game against the Canadiens. The players were instructed not to talk about it, although some did speak about it a little bit. And they're obviously very worried. Kyle Okposo is a very popular teammate. Well-liked, a leader in the room. I think he's had a terrific effect on the Sabres, not just on the ice. He's their only NHL All-Star, but off the ice. Ryan O'Reilly was talking about when Okposo returned from a rib injury a couple of weeks ago, how the room changed, the feel of the team changed, just because he was around. Personally, I've been around him now about every day, more or less, for 7 months, and he's a very nice man, and he's very genuine. He's devoid of ego, and you don't see that a lot in professional athletes, and I can see why he's such a well-liked teammate.
Sabres played their home finale Wednesday, beating Montreal 2-1. Before that, they lost a game to the Islanders on Sunday and a disastrous loss to the Maple Leafs on Monday. A couple of prominent Sabres made some interesting comments this week. Ryan O'Reilly saying he's sick of losing, said it's becoming exhausting. Jack Eichel was clearly frustrated the other night, called it a failed season, with the team showing really no improvement from last year.
They haven't improved at all. You could argue that they've probably regressed. They're probably not going to even hit last season's point total. And it's wearing on guys, just the constant losing, because this was supposed to be the year that they finally broke out, that they finally made the playoffs for the first time in 6 years, and everything was going to change. And Ryan O'Reilly was very blunt when he spoke Wednesday morning. You don't hear a lot of NHL players speak that truthfully, but he's clearly bothered by the losing. He said it's pathetic. He called on himself and everyone else to be better. He said the coaches shouldn't be blamed. And these comments come on the heels of the Toronto game on Monday, and that was an awful loss to the Maple Leafs. They were behind 3-0 barely 3 minutes into the game. The crowd was filled with Maple Leafs fans, which only heightened the embarrassment that they took over the building. The Sabres are a team that were supposed to be ahead of the Maple Leafs by now, and now the Maple Leafs are the upstart young team that's going to the playoffs, and the Sabres are having another miserable season. So I think just the season winding down coupled with a very embarrassing loss kind of let those frustrations flow freely.
We saw two players make their Sabres debut this past week, forward C.J. Smith, who was signed as a free agent out of college, and Alexander Nylander, the team's first-round pick last summer. What are your first impressions of those two players?
I think they've done okay. They've only played a couple games each. And quite honestly, I'm not sure Alexander Nylander really deserved his first NHL recall. I don't think he's been that notable a player in the American Hockey League with Rochester. I think he's done some good things. He's obviously extremely talented. But seeing him play and hearing things and so forth, I don't know if he has the physicality, some of the maturity needed to play at the NHL level. But all that said, he's by far their top forward prospect. He's the 8th overall pick from just a year ago. And they want to examine him. They want to see what he can do against the top competition in the world. And for a few meaningless games, why not see what he can do? And watching the game Wednesday, you saw some of his talents. He's fast. He has terrific instincts. You can see why some people thought he was maybe the best pure talent in the draft last year. And C.J. Smith's an interesting prospect. He's 22. He's undrafted. Had a terrific year at UMass Lowell. And part of signing these college free agents is these NHL teams have to start them in the NHL and play them games. So under normal circumstances, maybe we wouldn't have seen C.J. Smith at this time. But signing him dictated that the Sabres put him in the NHL. And I think he's done pretty well. He's a speedy, tenacious player. He set up a nice goal for Evander Kane in his NHL debut Sunday. And I don't know how much we'll see of him next season, but he's an intriguing prospect that I think could be a third or fourth liner someday.
Finally, the NHL announced this week it will not be participating in the 2018 Olympic Games in South Korea. That's not been a popular decision among the league's players. What's been the reaction from the Sabres?
I think it's been a very unpopular decision. From the standpoint of guys want to go to the Olympics and represent their country, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and now they might never have it. Jack Eichel would have been a surefire pick for Team USA. Rasmus Ristolainen almost certainly would have been on Finland. Robin Lehner might have been on Team Sweden. Ryan O'Reilly could be on Team Canada. And it's not a money thing because there's really no money involved. It's love of country. It's passion for hockey. And I think guys are hurt that they're not going to have that opportunity. And it's also a terrific opportunity to grow the game. Robin Lehner was talking about how when you watch the Olympics, you end up watching sports that you don't usually watch, that you don't know about. And there'll be a lot of non-hockey fans, casual hockey fans that won't get to see the best talent in the world at the Olympics, and that's disappointing for people.
The Sabres have two games left this weekend at Florida and at Tampa Bay. We'll be back next week to wrap up the season. Bill, thanks for joining me on Behind the Bench.
Thank you.